You're listening to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS. We're joined right now by Melcher Dallas head football coach Ryan Conrad. The Saints, another big victory last night, this time over Tri-County, 74-0. Coach, another great game for your team on all facets. Got off to a great start and were able to close this one out in strong fashion as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited how we're gelling together as a team, continuing to get better in all facets. We've really put an emphasis on wanting to be physical. I thought we took it up a notch last week against Moravia, and we took it up again this week. So I'm really excited with how we're progressing, how we're coming together.
Well, once again, we saw this Saints team really come at it right out of the chute. A big first quarter for your squad. You get out to the big lead. What were you seeing in terms of the offensive attack that was allowing you to continue to find so much success in the first quarter?
Offensively, we were really able to – we have great balance. It's something that I'm very happy about. I haven't looked at the exact numbers from last night, but I know last week we had 500 yards of offense and we were split 250 passing and throwing. And so we're really excited about our balance and being able to throw and run the ball whenever we want to. So really excited about the balance. Things are clicking offensively. So we're excited with where we're at with that right now.
Another big night again this week for Trent Flesher and Kenneth Wadley. They combined for a lot of yardage, a lot of scores for you again. How are they continuing to elevate their game so much at this point?
Kenneth Wadley continues to do a great job. Returns for us. Punts really changed his field position. He took a couple punts down deep into their territory and took a kickoff back tonight. So it's he's doing a really good job for that. Flesher had 150 yards in the first half and I believe like four touchdowns. And so he had a great first half. Unfortunately, he didn't get to carry the ball much in the second half because of the lead. We're able to get a lot of young guys in, which is great for them. A lot of our young guys have been able to get a lot more playing time in than they normally would in a varsity setting. So it's good that they've got a lot of playing time already this year.
Coach Conrad, obviously with your second straight shutout, the defense continues to play well. I know that's been an area of emphasis. And last week you were really excited about the shutout. As you looked forward to this week, what areas of improvement did you see that continued to allow you to be really stingy on defense?
We're doing a much better job of swarming to the football. It's exciting to see. We're coming. We've been finishing off tackles, but now we've got three, four, five guys coming in on the tackles, really swarming and punishing the ball carrier and being excited about it. So it's exciting to see us swarm to the football, really finishing off being physical offensively as far as offensive line and defensively continue to be physical. So we're really excited with where we're at. But at the same time, we know that next week we have HLV, which will be a really tough matchup for us. So we'll want to make sure that we take it up another notch and continue to improve.
Melcher Dallas head football coach Ryan Conrad joining us right now in the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS. The Saints last night, 74-0, the victory over Tri-County. Coach, something else I wanted to talk about was a point that you mentioned just a bit ago, talking about the fact that really after the first quarter, you kind of start to shut things down a little bit in terms of your starters. And as you said, that's great experience for your young guys. But I wanted to ask how your starters, your seniors in particular, feel about that, because it's kind of tough to be a senior and not get to play these entire football games.
Yeah, it would be tough. Luckily, we got great kids. We got great kids that understand that at Melcher Dallas, we want to be a first-class organization. We want to make sure that we could put up a lot more points than we do. But they realize that there's not much point in that. There's no point in it trying to go out and do that, because we got other teams and kids that from other schools that are that want to play football too, and they want to go out and play hard. And so it doesn't do much good. There's some guys that do it, and some guys that put up more points when they can. But that's just something that we haven't got into. And so they understand. Certainly sometimes they're asking for wanting to run more plays, but that just comes with being an athlete and wanting to compete, being competitive. So it's good, but at the same time, they understand that we're not out here to try to embarrass anybody, do anything like that. And so they've really bought in, and they're good kids. So,
Coach Conrad, the last several weeks we've talked about maintaining focus. That continues to be a theme for this team, and I think as you talked about your upcoming matchup with HLV, I think that really comes into play, because now after a few weeks of some lopsided games, you've really got an opponent that I think will be tough. So how will you approach this coming week of practice in terms of of moving that forward and maintaining that focus?
Focus shouldn't be an issue this week. Our kids have been looking forward to this one, the matchup that we're going to be ready to go for. Both teams are going to be big and physical. Both teams are going to play fast. So it's going to be a fun one for people to watch, and it's going to be one that I know our guys are going to step up for. We do a great job of stepping up to the challenge and coming up with big plays when we need to. So I have no doubt that our guys are going to be ready. It's going to be a fun one.
As we look at the Warriors coming up next week, they're a bruising running team. They've certainly got a great ground game. How have you scouted them so far, and what are some of the things that you know about this team, at least early on, before your preparations really get underway?
Very physical. I've had an opportunity to watch them a few times. Very physical. They like to spread the offense out and then run the football. They're going to pull a lot of guards, and they're going to be physical. They're going to be physical all the way to the echo of the whistle, and so we got to make sure that we're ready to go. We can match the intensity and level of physical play and play hard. And so it's going to be a fun one to watch.
Well, yeah, this will be a big clash for the top teams in class or in eight-man District 5. So this has got some real weight to it. Do you feel like there's any different approach when you've got a game that's got magnitude like this in terms of being a district champion?
We don't take any different approach to it. We're going to approach it the same, except we want to make sure that we take up a level of intensity, level of focus, like we talked about, has got to come up. And we understand that, and our guys understand that. And so it's got to continue to get better. We got to continue to get better as a team moving forward. We got a couple new wrinkles for our offense coming, and the way the defense is forming and being physical, we just have to make sure that we can continue that for four quarters, and we're going to be just fine.
All right, it'll continue to be tough beyond that as well. We'll talk about that next time. Coach, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Once again, Melcher Dallas head football coach Ryan Conrad. Again, the Saints with a 74-0 victory last night over Tri-County. They improved to 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in eight-man District 5, and again next week on the road at HLV. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner next on KNIA KRLS.